The state of Michigan's making a nice comeback. More jobs, better economy over the last several years. Certainly, the governor, as he rides off into the sunset at the end of this year, is pointing out all the things that have happened under his leadership in the past 8 years. Business leaders for Michigan have been working on this as well. These are the top CEOs of the top companies in Michigan. The president and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, Doug Rothwell, is on the line with us right now. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
As you look at the progress Michigan has made, you don't just sit back and say, well, mission accomplished. There's still a lot more to be done, isn't there?
Yeah, well, you know, we were created during the Great Recession about 10 years ago, and we were in real trouble. And we did what a business would do back then. I mean, we created a turnaround plan for the state. And, you know, the good news is a lot of that plan's been adopted. As you said, we think it's contributed to Michigan's comeback. But also thought it was a good time to kind of take a step back and reflect on what hasn't gotten done. And, you know, other states aren't standing still. So, you know, what have they been up to? And, you know, as much progress as we've made, we're still middle of the pack, Paul, on a lot of measures. So, you know, that's why we felt it was a good time to kind of release a new plan for how we get Michigan to go from middle of the pack to being top 10.
Well, so let's talk about that plan. What do you advocate us doing to see Michigan become even stronger?
Well, I think the most important thing for folks to know is it's based on facts. It's very holistic. It reflects what other states have successfully done to become top 10. And, you know, while there's over 100 recommendations, it's broken down into three very simple steps. What do we need to do to continue to compete, make sure that we have a competitive place to do business and raise our families? Where do we need to make some strategic investments in our future, just like you would as a business or a family? And then finally, you know, what are some ways that we can grow faster than other states to really propel us to that top 10 standing?
What's the best thing that Michigan has going for it right now, Doug?
Well, it's really being more competitive. I mean, we're doing a good job managing our finances. We've gotten our tax structure really to be very, very good. But, you know, the bottom line is that those things may not last forever. And so, for example, one of our recommendations is to lock into law a lot of the practices that are being followed by the governor and legislature so that we don't slip back into the, you know, bad habits that we did a few years ago.
The bid for the Amazon second headquarters by the city of Detroit, I guess Grand Rapids put a bid in as well. Was that a good litmus test for Michigan to say, okay, how are we stacking up against other states?
Well, I think it really illustrated the other two steps of our plan where we need to make progress. Yeah. Investment, for example, and we clearly did not have the talent level that the Amazon folks felt we needed to. We feel we need to invest more in both infrastructure and talent, specifically getting more educated and trained workers ready to fill jobs in the state. And then the other is we need to have a few more sectors of our economy growing far faster than other states. This would have been a big boost for Michigan because Amazon's a technology company, and that's a field that we don't have as many big companies in as we'd like to see. But it also, I think, is a reason why they didn't come here is because I think they looked around and said, well, you know, we need no sure if we have Michigan's the right environment for us to be able to do that.
As I mentioned, the clock is ticking on Rick Snyder's term as governor, and a lot of the legislature is going to be gone by the end of this year as well. So this is a big election cycle that we're in right now. Is that a good thing as far as this plan is concerned, a bad thing, or completely indifferent? Because what you have is, you know, a lot of these policymakers are going to be gone.
I think it's just a reality, Paul. I mean, you know, we can't really do anything about that. And most of the recommendations and actions that we think Michigan needs to take now are really things that you can't get done in just 1 or 2 years. They're long-term initiatives. And so I think it's all the more important that we have a plan like this for the state because it transcends election cycles. It's meant to be, you know, kind of a guidepost, if you will, that people can look to as a resource to guide their efforts and actions over a multiple period of years.
Yeah. So, I mean, so for a candidate who's, you know, seeking office and looking at this plan, what would you like to hear from the next governor of Michigan or state senator or state representative for that matter?
Well, I think the most important thing is to recognize that there are no silver bullets. I mean, I think that's a tendency that you get in politics is you try to, you know, boil everything down to, you know, one sound bite or two sound bites. And lead people to believe that if we only did those one or two things, we'd achieve all the things we want in our lives. And the reality is there aren't any silver bullets. You have to take action on a number of fronts. And, a good example is that just keeping taxes down or just investing more government money in programs, neither one of those alone are the right answer. You've got to do a little bit of both. And I think it's just most important for elected officials to keep an open mind to look at plans like this and to make sure that they realize that we need holistic strategies to move forward, not just one or two individual programs.
Talking with Doug Rothwell, he is the president CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Doug, how important is it to have all these CEOs on the same page talking the same talk, walking the same walk as we try and make Michigan a more vibrant state?
Well, we're right now providing about 400,000 jobs for Michigan residents. We're, educating nearly half of all Michigan students that are going to public universities, powering about a third of the state's economy. These 80 companies are. And so we've got a lot at stake here. We not only live here, but our kids live here. We want to make sure that Michigan is a thriving place for the future. And I think, to something we talked about earlier, I think having your business leaders engaged at the level that they are through Business Leaders for Michigan really is important, because with term limits and, elected leaders will change, but the business community is going to be there year in and year out. And if we can, really make sure that we're taking the right steps to grow our economy the right way, I think it's going to put Michigan in a better position for the long run.
Sure hope so. Doug, we appreciate your time this morning. By the way, if people want to view this plan, you've got it on your website, correct?
Go to strongermichigan.com, and when you go there, you'll also see ways that you as an individual can take action to help this plan if you like what it says.
Strongermichigan.com. We'll check it out. Doug, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
You bet, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.